So how do we travel? It is easy for us to travel when we bring with us a small amount of stuff compared to having a large volume of things in our luggage. Those who are hiking or backpackers, they always bring with them essential things. No makeup, no jewelries, and no computer, maybe just a cell phone. When we travel light, we avoid some distractions and diversions. In our gospel for today, this is the first time Jesus sent his disciples out on their own, two by two, without being with them. He instructed them not to bring anything with them, no walking stuff, no purse or food or money, for them to travel in total freedom. They need to rely on people's support as they render services to them, and with expectation that hospitality will be given to them in the traditional way of the Middle East. This is the total trust in the Lord and to the generosity of the people. They were sent bringing the good news and curing diseases everywhere. This is the same mission which is also entrusted to each one of us according to our own life situation. We are called individually and in community to proclaim the gospel by word and lifestyle. We are called to help liberate people from the negative forces, addictions of all kinds that can enslave. We are called to be sources of healing and wholeness. And for this, we do not need to be part of the medical profession. We are called to live lives of simplicity, using only those things which we need for life and work, and rejecting all superfluity and luxury. My brothers and sisters, this is also the life and mission that Padre Pio did in his lifetime. For the servant of God, faith was life. He willed everything and did everything in the light of faith. He was assiduously devoted to prayer. He passed the day and a large part of the night in conversation with God. He would say, "In books we seek God, in prayer we find Him." Prayer is the key which opens God's heart. Faith led him always to accept God's mysterious will. He was always immersed in supernatural realities. Not only was he himself a man of hope and total trust in God, but by word and example, he communicated these virtues to all who approached him. The love of God filled him and satisfied his every desire. Charity was the chief inspiration of his day. To love God and to love his neighbors, to help others, is to love him. His special concern was to grow in charity and to lead others to do so. He demonstrated to the full his love of neighbor by welcoming for more than 50 years countless people who had recourse to his ministry and his confessional, his counsel, and his consolation. Padre Pio can read the heart of the penitent. He was always almost besieged. They sought him in church, in the sacristy, in the friary, and he gave himself to everyone, rekindling faith, dispensing grace, bringing light. But especially in the poor, in the suffering, and the sick, he saw the image of Christ, and he gave himself particularly to them. He was the first priest to have stigmata. In his hands and his feet. The first priests. So my brothers and sisters, we are called to live in a spirit of give and take. We are expected to love and serve others in a way we can. And we should also welcome the goodness of others as they were sent by God for our provisions. So let us ask the intercession of Saint Padre Pio for our healing and the healing of others. Serve our neighbors with love and render them service with humility and patience. And we may be instruments of the goodness of God to others. Saint Padre Pio, pray for us.